This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. New York City, is it safe? Has it recovered from the pandemic? Is the reporting accurate? I welcome Harry Siegel of the New York Daily News, a columnist of The City, a newspaper that covers New York very, very carefully, to help me understand headlines from the New York Daily News. Adams, the mayor, NYPD say top 10 list of repeat criminal suspects freed without bail since 2020 show need to fix bail reform. The quote from the mayor is blunt. This is not attacking some of the needed reforms that we have, Adams said, the mayor. This is about a small number of people that are taking advantage of the existing laws to endanger our city. Harry, a very good evening to you. The mayor is addressing guns in particular, but crime in general. And he's making the case about the no bail law from Albany. What is that law, Harry? What are we debating? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So Albany, just before the pandemic began, passed a law eliminating cash bail for many offenses so that people are freed on their own recognition, with the idea that you can't fairly have a system in which some people are incarcerated before they've been convicted of anything simply on the basis of not being able to pay. That is a humane, proper, and good thing, in my view, a fix to a fundamentally unfair system. However, New York, for historical reasons, going back to the 1970s, has never had any sort of dangerousness standard for determining, as different from will you return to court for your day, for determining who does or does not get bail with or without cash attached. So judges who were never allowed to use cash bail as a dangerousness standard, in fact, used it illegally that way all the time. The de facto dangerousness standard in New York that meant somebody who clearly was going to keep committing the same crimes, do more shootings, would have some inordinately large cash bail that ensured they remained incarcerated and didn't commit more crimes. The liberals, or the farther left members of the legislature, which has Democratic supermajorities in both houses, hate the dangerousness standard. They think any dangerousness standard is going to be, in practice, fundamentally racist. Consequently, we now have no cash bail for most offenses. Again, it's been rolled back twice now, very reluctantly by these same lawmakers, mostly who passed the original bill, and no dangerousness standard. That's a little part of what's happening, and it's all Zeldin, the guy the Republican running for governor wants to talk about, seems to be all Eric Adams, who's having trouble turning crime around and restoring a sense of public safety in New York. His fundamental campaign promise, all he wants to talk about. But the truth is, bail is a small part of a much larger set of questions and concerns about whether or not you have a justice system that has swift, predictable, and fair consequences for the people involved in it. The progressives only seem to care about the fair part. It's a one-legged stool, and it keeps tipping over. The people who just want to see more incarceration, because you're taking people who are going to be involved in crimes, people who might be a shooter or get shot off the streets right away, seem to only care about the swift part. And the result is an almost totally bad and incoherent debate in which nobody is being very honest or talking about what's necessary to actually just maintain a competent and functioning justice system, one that, by the way, was severely gummed up by the pandemic when many courtrooms were shut down and the pace at which these things proceeded became incredibly slow. Rikers was the coronavirus was spreading like crazy in there. They took out, emptied the place out, removed as many people as they could selectively and carefully, which was an incredibly good social experiment in which that group, despite a handful of New York Post stories trying to suggest otherwise, there was simply no evidence that the people who could have been locked up and then were released for health reasons ended up committing crimes or adding to the over, rather ended up adding to the overall crime rate. We seem to be stuck with fear mongers on one hand and incompetent, in my view, reformers on the other, and nobody concerned with maintaining a, again, fair, swift, and predictable justice system overall that does allow you to take people who are a danger to their communities and remove them, even ahead of a trial, which, of course, they are entitled to and would get. So, forgive me, there's so much talk about this and so much incoherence. And the underlying thing is that New York does not feel safe to most New Yorkers. The public polling is very clear on this. And consequently, you have a centrist Democrat like Adams, who's trying to straddle both sides and say these reforms are good, but there's a handful of people taking advantage, whatever that means. Fundamentally, when he's had to put his weight down, when he's having these press conferences, he's saying we need to be incarcerating more people, including ahead of convictions.
Let's go to Albany. The governor is running for election for the first time, Kathy Hochul. Has she clarified what the problem is and what she's going to do about it, presuming she wins?
So Kathy Hochul says, nope, we've already dealt with this. You're not bringing any evidence. We're not going to deal with it again. The leader of the assembly, Carl Hastie, came this close to calling the mayor of New York City, Hastie and Adams are both black men, a liar. He said that the numbers Adams said he shared, that he just had this press conference about, he hadn't shared, and he didn't know what the mayor was talking about. So plainly, and that was all pretty predictable, Adams held this presser and sort of forced them to respond when plainly there is not any legislative reform coming this year, which begs the question of what Adams' goal here is. And I have to assume to some extent it was to pass the buck or toss the hot potato, as for whatever reasons, and these are very difficult to isolate, things are not going well in New York. Adams' argument is the NYPD is doing its job. Everyone else is failing, judges, prosecutors, lawmakers, the governor, so on. Well, Hochul has a 14-point lead and roughly $1 billion in the bank, but that's not great for a Democrat at this point in the race. Zeldin has framed the entire campaign around public safety. As he sees it, he says, fire the new Manhattan DA, you know, he'd undo bail reform, so on. So there's clearly political momentum on that side. And Democrats, because they're just simply so used to being the default powers that be, are doing their absolute best to just ignore this and survive this election year and then figure things out after that.
The mayor is new. The governor is new. So let us look to the mayor immediately. Does he at this point have the authority to solve this? Or are we going to see him continue to complain even after the election and have silence or refutation coming from Albany? And is that going to serve the mayor well? Is he losing the authority he has in the honeymoon period after his election?
Honeymoon's basically done. Shootings and murders are down slightly. The major crime rate is up significantly. That's not great. Everything is way, way up from before the pandemic. This isn't what he promised. People are done with that. Having other Democrats in Albany, you know, just flatly calling him out, saying no, saying what he said and what we understand are two totally different things. Honeymoon is over. The clock is running on Adams. And when you say, does he have the authority to solve this? What he's trying to do is have these press conferences to define a specific this that is other people's sphere.
I was thinking perception, Harry. I know that he can't change the laws. Can he change the perception? Because he's a vigorous man, and he's often on air talking about the problems he has. Is that going to help him?
He's doing his best to, but it simply comes down to, can the NYPD by itself, in the present legal environment, with bail being what it is, with the courts operating the way they do, and prosecutors, bring the crime rate down or no? And if they can't, no amount of pushing for changes or blaming other people is going to get Adams off the political hook.
And the governor from Buffalo, is the governor concerned? Because a great deal of the wealth and power and authority and persuasion of New York State is in New York City. Does the governor care that this perception is not helpful?
The governor just wants to survive through November. She wants to keep as much of that 14-point lead as she can. She wants to spend her way through that. She has this insane Penn Station deal that helps a wired billionaire donor.
Right.
And everything else is secondary to her. She's an accidental governor hoping to earn a term of her own. She's a Democrat in New York, which is a huge head start. And she has a tremendous amount of money in the bank. So her interest is survival.
So what we have are assembly, governor, mayor, NYPD, bail reformers, all of that. The status quo ante serves them all. They're raising money. They're going to get reelected. And Eric Adams has access to a microphone to say they did it. All correct, Harry?
All correct. These are the powers that be.
Yes.
And inertia in New York, and as a one-party town for the most part, is right. A very powerful thing.
Harry, finally, because it's August right now, is this story something that is going to be with us a year from now after the election of the governor?
Absolutely. The question is whether or not it will still be about bail reform. The same NYPD authorities were talking about bail reform now. We're talking about parolees 2 years ago.
Right.
There's been talk about the coronavirus, about the George Floyd protests. The basic question is, do New Yorkers feel safe? And until largely they do, this is going to be issue number one in the city and the state.
Harry Siegel, New York Daily News, The City. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.